Hi everyone, my name is Carrie and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania held a lot of surprises. Having spent such little time in the quantum realm to date, it was difficult to predict what wackiness was in store. But there was one surprise for which I was unprepared, but that I found surprisingly clever. I laughed right out loud when MODOK, the mechanized organism designed only for killing, showed up. I chuckled even more when it turned out to be none other than Darren Cross, aka Yellowjacket, the villain of the first film. After he was shrunk in the first film, he ended up in the quantum realm. He became trapped there, heavily disfigured, and Kang took him in and gave him his mechanical form. He then served Kang as his weapon and his enforcer for over 10 years. When Scott, Cassie, and the Pym show up, it became MODOK's job to seek out and capture the Langs. As Revolution breaks out, MODOK even tries to kill Cassie more than once. While Cassie has no reason to think that there is any good left in a mechanized organism designed only for killing, she does see something in him. She sees how lost he feels, and she appeals to him to change. MODOK agonizes over him, his circumstances, confessing that he believes that it's too late for him after all that has happened and after all that he has done. Now granted, Cassie uses some colorful language to do so, but she convinces him that he has a choice. He can choose to do the right thing and just stop being a jerk. She reminds him that it's never too late to make that choice. It's never too late to stop going down the wrong path. And so, as a final act of heroism, he makes the choice to stop being a jerk. He turns on Kang and is mortally wounded in the conflict. He then dies, surrounded by Cassie, Scott, and the Pyms, comforted by the knowledge that he has joined the family of Avengers. We just celebrated Easter, where Jesus gave his life so that we might be reconciled with God. One of Jesus' last acts before his death was an interaction that he has with the criminals with whom he was crucified. One criminal mocks Jesus, even baiting him, saying, "If you are the Messiah, prove it by saving yourself and us." The other criminal, however, acknowledges his guilt and who Jesus is, saying, "We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replies to him, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." One of Jesus' final words on the cross was to provide that criminal, and by extension us, the assurance that it's never too late to turn to him. Until our final breath, he is just waiting for us to make the choice to repent of our sin and choose his path. Now, does this mean we can spend our whole lives living in sin, chasing our own desires and pleasures, and just making the choice on our deathbed? Technically, yes. But to do so is to misunderstand exactly what Jesus was offering when he died on the cross that first Good Friday. Jesus isn't just offering a key to a mansion in heaven and an eternal life with God, although that is certainly part of it. No, what Jesus offers starts the second that you turn to him in faith. Today you can experience God's kingdom. Today you can be called a child of God. Today your past sins can be forgiven and you can experience the power of God in your life. Jesus told us that he is both the resurrection and the life, and that he came not only to give us life, but abundant life. That abundant life, filled with God's love, joy, peace, and hope, doesn't start when we die. It starts here and now. To miss out on a life like that when it is offered so freely would be a shame. So no matter what has happened, it's never too late to stop being a jerk. But it's also never too early either. Join Jesus' family now. We'd love to have you. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Carrie for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, don't feed the gremlins after midnight.